So it's all about this transition before you enter the space.
Entering this space, driving by this space, and walking to it.
Right.
Pedestrian activity from all of these angles. From here, we've got about 360 degree activity that it's this balloon they have to walk around.
Right.
But across the street, Lincoln Square, the main entrance, and their parking lot comes right up to the street. Mm-hmm. That's the longest procession, pedestrian procession, maybe in any parking lot in Champaign-Urbana. And so, yes, they have their back to the park and to the sculpture when they go into the building, but when they turn around, they have it. So almost like a this walkway. It's buried. You cannot see it from across the street. Mm-hmm. Instead, you see a landscape of mounds, and then some more greenery comes up, and ground cover, and then finally you've got the variety of the plant life.
Right.
It was really hard for me to break that and to put a sculpture on that mound, though it was designed for the sculpture.
Right.
I got so used to seeing a little bit like Capability Brown and creating this landscape, this long distance view.
As I said,
the walkways disappear, and all they see is a landscape.
Right.
Now they see a landscape with a sculpture.
Well, now there's a signal that lets everyone know.
And that is here. Very, very interesting that you use that word, because I just got a letter from the Irish ambassador to Nigeria.
Really?
Who said, I have saw on the internet that spirit tree went in, and you have captured the ancient spirit of making a signal, a signpost, a marker, something that all people relate to. And that you use that in that same term is really, really, really nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for speaking with us about this today, John David. And we hope that people will take a moment to come here, just north of the city building, and experience it once, but also come back again and experience it through all these different times of day and seasons. Again, I'm Christina McClellan, Public Arts Coordinator for the City of Urbana. Thanks for watching, and we hope we'll see you here at Art in the Park.